Macmillan Audio presents Keeper of Dreams by Orson Scott Card. Volume 1. The Science Fiction Stories. Read for you by Scott Brick, Harlan Ellison, Stefan Rudnicki, and Orson Scott Card.
Preface. When I was just starting out as a writer, one of the reasons I chose to work in the science fiction genre was because there was a viable short story market, one that paid, but not enough to live on. This was, and remains, vitally important to science fiction's success as a genre of literature. Short stories give writers a place to try out their ideas and find their voices, with an audience to goad them on through either their jeers or their applause. A new writer's short story is published in the company of other people's work, rubbing shoulders with fiction that appeals to different people and uses different techniques. It's like being invited to a crowded party where you don't know anybody, but you're pressed by the crowd right into the middle and rather forced to be part of the conversation whether you like it or not. But because short stories don't pay well, anyone trying to make a career in science fiction has to move to novels as quickly as possible. Novels are a different form from the short story, and not everyone learns how to make the transition. However, most do. This means that the stars who might dominate the party are always being drawn out another door, and the new short story writer has a chance to become something of a hit at the party. Short story writers get noticed, and that is more important to a young writer than the money. Truly. If you got $3,000 for a short story, but never heard the slightest feedback, the money would be gone and you would feel empty. But get 300.